which, you know, it's not like in the books, but, you know, it'll be recorded, so it's fine. And it doesn't mean these are the only four aspects of the goddess energy, so but I'm just focusing on four, because largely the clue is, I mean, Lakis will know, these are the four first goddesses named after the asteroid belt, asteroids that were discovered between Mars and Jupiter. You know, typically planets and asteroids are named after Greek or Roman mythic characters. So four goddesses have been used to name four asteroids, the major ones that were discovered in 1801 and 1800 up to 1807. So the four asteroids we'll focus on are Ceres, which is the Roman, I always confuse Roman, the Greek version is Demeter. Pallas, which is her other name in Greek is Athena. Some of you will know these goddess principles, but it's all right. They'll be equivalent in other cultures. Then Juno, who is also known as Hera, the wife of Jupiter, Zeus, and Vesta, also known as Hestia. So the first we'll start is Ceres Demeter. And do you know the story of Ceres or Demeter? What was the most important thing that happened to her?
She went underground for 6 months.
No, her daughter Persephone. So you may know the story. She's the grain goddess. So in a lot of cultures, there's a grain goddess.
Grain so, or brain?
Grain. Okay. Food, agriculture, harvest, nurturing, feeding, nourishing. So that's her principle, and that's everyone will have that as a goddess theme. And of course, that's a key part of the mother role, nurturing and feeding. So that's one. And she has a daughter, Persephone, who gets abducted by the Dark Lord, Hades, Pluto, the dark, you know, the evil interior earth. He's in charge of the hell inside. In one sense, Persephone, her daughter, represents the innocent young child. She has to go through that whole process in order to mature, to wise up, to grow up. And she then finally returns to her mum, but it's a seasonal thing. She has to go back into the underworld and go back. You can read the story. But that theme will be in a few principles where the goddess is looking for her child who's been abducted.
What is the equivalent of Hindu mythology?
I have no idea. I just said that, but Mita, go and tell us. There must be a goddess whose daughter gets abducted somewhere.
But I don't know if the harvest, is there a harvest goddess?
I don't know. Right.
See, I was born a Hindu, but I never worshipped any Hindu gods, didn't learn my language, can't speak to my relatives in my native tongue. All right, I can't cook any Indian food, you know. So Demeter represents, in one sense, your higher self. And that's the principle we're going to use. Higher self energy, you can imagine, flooding down. And in a nurturing way. And Persephone represents your lower self, or your inner child as well. So you can use both those themes. And, you know, your lower self is lost in the world. It's been abducted by the world, effectively, by materialism, illusion, duality, you know, struggle, conflict issues, karma. You know, you've lost yourself in the world. That's what the essence of that story is. And you are trying to find your mother, who is your higher self, trying to return you back into union. Meanwhile, your higher self is looking for you. But it will only find you when you call for it, when you make a certain necessary transformations, then the kind of descent of your higher self matches the ascent of your lower self. So that's the theme, and you might feel this as a kind of goddess principle of reconnecting, because often people assume the higher self is not any gender, male or female, but there's a male and a female principle, and we'll touch on that in a bit. So that's one goddess. I'll tell you the other one, we'll do two at a time, maybe. Pallas, P-A-L-L-A-S, whose other name is Athena, and she's very much the principle of the moon goddess, you know, moons after certain. And her main thing, she remained a virgin, celibate, and she's a warrioress, and, you know, she's extremely strategic and tactical. You know, in battle she always won because she was tactical. That females are more wise than male. You know, and what's the wisdom of a female? It's a moon wisdom. It's the wisdom of knowing intuitively, knowing knowing the earth, knowing the subconscious, knowing based on the history and tradition and past. Whereas male wisdom is often eccentric, unusual, genius things, thoughts that have never occurred before, new ideas. So that's the difference. And Pallas Athena wisdom will regenerate your mind and give you a deeper sense of wisdom, which is quite useful to heal all kinds of things, like a sense that you've made mistakes before, or that, you know, people don't honour your wisdom or your thoughts. That's her. So let's cover those two and see where we get to. Okay. So firstly, by the way, I should mention with the Palestinian, you don't realise it because of modern, you know, age, but in ancient times, you would always go to a wise woman, you know, wouldn't you, to get knowledge, and they were traditionally the oracles, the mediums of Delphi, you know, the witches and so on. So you can see that they were channeling beings from the subconscious. All right, so firstly, just imagine just your breath, watching your breath, and run your mind briefly over the events roughly of the day so you can let go of them, so that you can be here. We'll start by imagining your heart. Visualize your heart chakra. And inside your heart, imagine a candle is burning nice and brightly. And it's in an altar. It's a sacred candle, and it represents the light and warmth of your soul. Flame that never goes out. In your mind, use the words that you are a keeper of that sacred flame, a keeper of your flame. Imagine that flame is what keeps you alive. It is the warmth of your soul here on earth. So meditating on goddess principles, we're first going to ask to receive healing from the goddess energy of Ceres or Demeter, the mother goddess, and ask to receive that energy of Demeter to allow it to descend down your head and to find your missing inner child, that part of your lower self that has been lost in the world. imagine there's a journey going on inside you where something in the lower half of your body is trying to reunite with something in the upper half. And use the words, it is the uniting of Demeter with her daughter. Notice the descent of Demeter is healing the wounds and the hurts that are within you as well. The hurts and wounds of abandonments, of being lost or confused. Imagine there is no limit to your capacity to have love for yourself, of your higher self loving your lower self. And imagine in your belly, in your abdomen, a new flame is burning now. The middle burner in Chinese medicine is a flame in the stomach area. It helps you break down and digest your food. But with this flame or fire, you are honoring the food that you receive. It's a sacred flame. So just visualize that nice glowing warm fire in your stomach area, and that it is connected to the food you eat. Every time you eat food, you are blessing it, and that food is blessing you. lives through that fire. That as you digest food, you are also digesting the sunlight and the heat and light of the sun that warmed the earth and created that food. Okay, well, that was goddess number one. Any feedback? Okay, going on to Pallas Athena. The main thing is to receive the wisdom of the earth as well with Pallas Athena. It's about the wisdom of nature, the worms, the ants, creeper, everything is wise, it knows perfectly where it needs to be. You know, the earth is not based on competition, survival of the fittest, scarce resources, Darwinian evolution, nothing. Everything is perfect. So that's the kind of theme also with the Pallas Athena. Okay, so imagine again you're in a bubble of light. And this time, visualize a silver light, a silvery color within your body, radiating within you. This is the silver light of the moon. And imagine the moon and the earth, how together they are, how the moon affects the earth all the time, nature cycles, tidal rhythms, fertility cycles, the whole animal kingdom. Imagine the moon protects the earth, nurtures it. And as you do that, ask to now receive a healing from the moon goddess Athena. And as you do that, just simply imagine silver entering your body, silver light. Particularly, it will be going into your brain and spinal cord. Sense as the energy of Athena, silver energy, comes in, she is showing you the power of positive thinking. that any negative thought only lowers your energy and blocks your life, closes up things, pathways. And imagine she is showing you how to be totally positive in all areas of your life. Visualize Athena is showing you in the now everything is a learning opportunity. There are doors that go into realities that can open. Every moment is a magical moment on earth. Through acceptance and positivity, so perhaps imagine Athena somewhere is showing you at a place you can't quite see that you are part of a whole vast collection of beings, higher beings leading up to God, angels, spirits, nature spirits. Just have that thought form that you are supported and connected to many beings that you cannot see. Also imagine through Athena, through this positive awareness, you are deeply resting now your mind and your brain, appreciating how much energy you've been using up with negative thinking and worrying. But being positive takes no energy and is extremely resting. come back. See, I mentioned the resting thing, but sometimes that brings up a lot of energy surging because you've got more energy then, and, you know, because you're not using it up with stress. And they have that in yoga as well, these abnormal involuntary movements that occur because you're releasing energy and it then doesn't know and stop doing, you know, all that sort of stuff. Anyway, any feedback? I mean, I have no idea if that means you don't like the meditations and they're useless,
no,
or whether they're positive and you found benefit.
No.
So,
I feel very heavy here, whatever I'm here.
Yeah.
Very heavy.
Yeah.
Both my arms.
Might feel sleepy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's because negative thinking has used up so much mind energy that your brain now needs to rest. It's showing you the realization that how much energy you've used up. Anyone else?
No, I mean, both of them were very appropriate for me, both meditations. We were talking about the food quality for the first one. You know, if you're angry and...
Yeah.
We're just saying, with all the juicing, with all this and with all of the things... If you're not in the right mind, it doesn't make any difference. You know, all the people that are eating and exercising and doing all this, if you don't feel mentally right,
I've just come from Sainsbury's.
Food shopping.
Yeah, and I'm in a bit of a rush, and I'm not in the right frame of mind, am I? okay. So let's go on to the third goddess, Juno, and she is the wife of Zeus or Jupiter. And I mean, one thing, Jupiter, Zeus was, you know, he was sleeping around a lot, you know, goddesses, gods, male, female, whatever, you know, massive infertility. So she was constantly needing to be angry and possessive and hound him and so on. So that's, you know, tends to be a typical issue with, you know, marital relationships, whatever, the whole issue of trust, commitment, fidelity, and so on. But what does that mean at a deeper level? Juno represents, for every person, the ability to first find yourself. Once you know yourself, and then you can connect to the self of another, that's what true commitment is, you know, true fidelity. And the self is the ego, isn't it? And the ego, or the self, isn't just something up here. It's a self that's in the tissues, in the actual chemistry and the DNA and the cells, if someone is grounded with their self. So as you ground yourself, and it goes right into the reproductive system and the nervous system and every other, you know, and all the cells, so that means you're honouring the other person's self down to their physical level, but also the emotional and the mental and the spiritual. So that's the quality of Juno. But as I said, to activate that, you also have to ground yourself into your body, which is the first stage before you enter any deep commitment, as it were. And that was a lesson at earlier stages of the human race that they haven't, you know, they didn't complete. So that's the nature of Juno. So let's see what happens. And as, you know, you're grounding this energy, you will probably be clearing a load of relationship karma, which you don't even know about in this life, but also earlier lives, past lives. Okay. I suppose the other thing to say is, healing through Juno also heals energy theft. And that is where one person relies on someone else's energy, which is largely the pattern, you know, in sexual energy and so on. One person is needing to feed off another person's energy. You can't see it, you know, so on. Rather than finding your own balance and alignment and uniting the head and sacral chakras, there's a loop of energy that must occur, which is known about in Tantra, in Taoism, and so on. So that will also be part of Juno. Okay? Yeah, there are other goddesses here or there. I mean, Sekhmet is like a Kali energy in Hinduism, and a few others similar, like a death and warriors goddess. And that's the another aspect of the feminine, which probably we won't need to invoke. But that energy is about cutting old ties, destroying and clearing unwanted energies. And that is often something you need to do before you can activate this divine feminine, you know. But let's have a go in activating the Juno. And Juno would be equivalent to any of these, you know, goddesses who are the divine consort of the male. So Lakshmi, who is she married to? Was she married to anyone? Not Vishnu?
I don't know.
No, sorry.
Lakshmi and Vishnu?
Vishnu.
Yeah. And another example is Sita and Rama, you know, an earthly embodiment of the divine union of male and female. So these are examples of Juno, you know, personifications of the divine partner. Okay. So again, in your bubble of light. And this time, going back into your heart, just to start the meditation, sense now that there isn't just one candle flame now. There is a ring of candle flames. And those multiple or set of candle flames, they're not just yourself, your higher self, but they represent the other aspects of your higher self. Your spirit is a multiple consciousness. Sense those flames are indicating your love for God, your ability to worship and praise God. So in that mood, we now ask to receive the energy of the divine feminine goddess, who is the partner the male god, Juno, Lakshmi, Sita, etc., Mary. And these forces, imagine, are showing you that that love for the other person is a celebration of love in the eyes of God. It is not so that you and find someone to take care of you. It is so that you can honour God. So ask to receive now the energy of Juno. Also Lakshmi. Sensing as you receive her energy, she is showing you the first test. It's a question, the first test that you must pass to be in any relationship or to start any relationship. See what that test is, and that test is, do you know who you are? Do Do you know yourself? Therefore, you as a self can truly then be in a relationship with another self. Sensing historically, if any relationship in the past you had not known yourself who you are, you would then have said no and not entered that relationship. The goddess is showing you that. She is showing you yourself is the most precious thing you can give to any relationship. Back into your heart, perhaps sensing that your heart is now also more open. Feedback from that one?
That was good. Very good.
Okay.
Yeah. I could feel this sort of early on, like that's the first sort of, what to describe, a clearing, I think, on one part of my head. Yeah, lots of physical sensations.
Don't underestimate your ability to rewrite your life story. The past is as fluid and rewritable, as holographic, as the future is. It's only your memories that are fixed and think that's what happened. When you bring in enough of a positive force from the spirit world, it changes your past. as if it never happened that way. It's like you're time traveling. So relationship karma can collapse as if it never happened. Okay, going on to Vesta in Greek mythology, V-E-S-T-A, who's Hestia in, she's the Roman and Hestia is the Greek. And I don't know what the equivalent in the Hindu is. None of us seem to know. But all these Indians in the room. So what she is, the goddess of the hearth, the fireplace. Okay, so she tends the flame that must never go out in your home, traditionally. Protects the home. And she's a virginal celibate goddess. Her whole duty is to kind of help you protect the home and, you know, the innocent and so on. It kind of indicates another principle in esoteric law, in Chinese medicine and so on, and that is where I started with, that flame in the heart. If that flame went out, you would die. You know, like the cold corpse, the cadaver is cold. And there's an important principle of the kidney energy, in Chinese medicine, the jing, J-I-N-G, your essence, or prenatal qi, or energy. And that is, there's a stock of energy you have, a storehouse of constitutional energy that's stored in the region between your kidneys. That is the equivalent to your constitutional health. Also, it's the stored very much in a kind of oil, waxy state, like a candle would be. The solid wax of a candle represents your inherited essence. Now, over your life, you are burning the candle. You know, people use that term, burning the candle. You know, both ends mean they're burning the candle quicker. The candle liquefies as through the heat into a molten wax. That represents the energy around your solar plexus. So you're going up the chakras from kind of base sacral to solar plexus. That liquid wax liquefies, moistens the wick, you know, that string, and a flame is created, or is burning. That is the flame in your heart, which I started with. The warmth, the energy, the life force you radiate into life. Light is radiated from the candle flame, which is light coming from your head. Illuminations of thoughts, wisdom, ideas, mind, activity. Okay, all of that. Because you appear very visible to the spiritual world as a beacon of light from your head. If you have an inspiration, higher thought, a genius thought, a very, you know, positive thought, that actually makes your head look brighter in the spiritual world, like a halo, you know. So the principle is, if you speeded up your life adversely, negatively, by being stressed, overactive, manic, trying to do too much at once, you know, having too much negative thinking, you know, and so on, then you're, you know, burning, and particularly people taking stimulant drugs, they're burning up so much of their constitutional energy so quickly, they die earlier, because the candle literally gets used up. So Vesta is an important goddess to show you how much candle you've got, and to keep the candle burning at the exact rate that maintains a lifespan that's healthy and long. You shouldn't die through disease or, you know, anything like that. You should be dying completely healthy. Like, there should be no reason to physically die except that your spirit calls you back to the spiritual world. One day you're healthy, the next minute you're just dead. You know, isn't that how you should die? Why should we die through a disease? There's no, like, law of the universe that you have to die through a disease. You can simply just end your heart rate, you know. So, as you internalize Vesta, visualize she's repairing any disease in your body, regenerating a candle within your body, healing and bringing new warmth into your, you know, hara area, showing you how to maintain the right candle flame. Okay. Because your body is your home. That's the analogy, isn't it? She's protecting the home. So, again, imagining you're surrounded by light. This time, start with the thought form that your physical body is extremely valuable. In your mind, ponder on the idea, the concept, that it takes a great deal of effort from spiritual beings, your higher self, all your ancestors, to create a physical body for you to enter and live in. Your physical body is a product of so much work from the spiritual world. Therefore, you have to take care of it. It is precious. So ask now to receive a healing from the goddess Vesta, particularly deep within your belly and pelvis, to switch on a new reserve of health, hara, or constitutional energy, giving you the strength and the power and energy levels that you originally should have had. Through Vesta, she is showing you that every day, rather than spending energy, you are gaining energy. So that by the end of this incarnation, you have more energy than when you originally started. Reinforcing that vision that your physical body is a generator of energy. You can create energy that you can then store like a battery. your focus on your base chakra as you come out. Back there. Okay, so got time for two more. Yeah. So let's, because we're on a theme of warmth and fire as well. It's a sacred fire, and so we'll finish with a grounding one to Mother Earth, but the next one we'll do is visualize three flames. The flame in your heart, which is there, you know, burning brightly, and that, remember, is a flame of self, of the soul, and it's very much a collective flame as well. The higher up your consciousness is, the more you sense you are a collective being. Also visualizing a flame in your pineal gland, which is just, if you carry on, you know, into the base of your brain, intersecting between these two points. The pineal gland used to be at the top of the head in an earlier stage of the human race, and then it descended as the brain developed. The pineal gland is the gland connected to the crown chakra, and the pineal gland was originally receiving a fire from the spiritual world, cosmic fire, which in different cultures is given ideas like Prometheus bringing fire down to the human race. That fire is the fire of egohood, of self, of awakening your identity. And of course that fire is there all the time, but it weakens, you know, people, but as it gets stronger, it gives you a sense of more direction, focus, third eye activation. It kind of lights up the path. It helps you make the right decisions. It helps you receive the, you know, the right channeled transmissions and all the rest of it. Then, at the same time, we'll go to the Kundalini fire. Imagine there's a fire burning at your base chakra, at the bottom end of your spinal cord. And that fire is connected to dragon energy and serpent energy and earth ley lines and, you know, deep inside the earth. And you're imagining the Kundalini can't, you know, like any of these fires, they can't just suddenly switch on, you know, and blaze uncontrollably. You have to control them. So often the Kundalini starts slowly and builds up. So it's a kind of grounding process that way. And the Kundalini is like subconscious energy. It lights up your subconscious. It lights up your past lives. It lights up things that are buried in the earth that you haven't finished stuff, you know, karmically. And it balances the pineal gland. So without the Kundalini, the pineal gland can sometimes like make you spaced out. And without the pineal gland, the Kundalini switching on too early can make you feel stuck with karma that's coming up and you don't know how to deal with it because you don't have the insights. And all three is balancing each other. So let's try that. Let's start first by your heart, imagining a flame burning in your heart. And you can even imagine three flames burning in your heart, side by side, and give them colours, a blue colour, a red or a pink colour, and a golden colour. So, blue, red, golden. Each representing a different aspect. Red flame, for example, is the father aspect of God. The blue flame, the mother aspect, and the golden flame, the divine child aspect of God. While they're burning, imagining like a trickle of fire, fire that's travelling along, you know, a trail of, you know, gunpowder or something. Imagine a fire trickles or connects between your heart and your pineal gland in your brain. So that the pineal gland is now also burning nice and bright, and the better it's burning, the more it will feel like the pineal gland makes your head feel like a lighthouse, a light or laser beam being projected with that light, that flame lighting up your path. Sensing that combined pineal gland and heart fire is reorganizing the upper half of your body with new blueprints, new identity. So while that's happening, traveling down your spinal cord, down your body, imagine a fire is now activating as the flames trickle down in your kundalini, base of your spine. Imagine that kundalini energy is connecting to all kinds of sacred lines of fire inside the earth, dragon lines. Synchronize your physical body with the earth itself. Finally, to complete all the meditations, visualize your heart now with the flames again, but give your heart now a nice pink color, and that your heart is expanding getting bigger and bigger. So it expands beyond the size of your physical body. And as it expands, imagine it merges with the earth itself, with Mother Earth below you. And gets bigger and bigger until it merges with the whole earth and then bursts into a liquid pink love that washes through the earth. You merge in your heart with Mother Earth. Appreciate how much rest your physical body and your soul needs as you come out.